And our last headline takes us to the House Judiciary Committee. Chairman John Conyers of Michigan has called a series of hearings into the controversial firings of 8 U.S. attorneys. On Wednesday, Conyers and his committee raised the stakes. They issued subpoenas for two former White House insiders. One is President Bush's former counsel, Harriet Myers. The subpoenas came, says Conyers, because the White House has dragged its heels providing requested documents. The administration has also been reluctant to let its staffers testify publicly under oath. For more, we have Congressman Conyers on the line. How are you?
Hello, Chidaya.
How you doing?
Not bad. We're trying to bring this very mysterious situation of 8 U.S. attorneys being fired, first for poor performance, but then for what we don't really know what it really was, nor do we know how that list ever got put together.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, the White House says that subpoenas are not necessary, that you are making this political. What do you say to that?
Well, we've asked for them to give us material for 3 solid months. And if you ever wanted to have somebody make the Department of Justice look good, it's the White House. Because the White House has given us a pretty cold shoulder. They said that we'll discuss anything you want anywhere. I was suggesting that maybe we should meet at a pub and have some whatever they serve there and
go to the Capitol Grill.
But they said, but no tape recorders and. We don't want to come in and talk to you under oath, and there can be no recordings or record of our meetings.
Well,
is almost insulting when you start talking about a committee of 99% lawyers trying to get to a bottom of something, and they're saying we'll talk under these conditions or not at all, and then they say we're creating problems. We're holding them up. It's getting, you know, beyond insulting. What we've got to do is find out where and how this list got involved, and we have lots of emails.
Well, let me ask you, Congressman,
materials that say that the White House was in on it. Harriet Myers' fingerprints seem to be all over this thing, and so does Ms. Taylor's, for that matter.
Well, Congressman, what we're talking about is some fired prosecutors, and critics have said that U.S. attorneys serve at, quote, the pleasure of the president. That is part of the agreement. If so, why is this such a big issue?
Well, that's precisely what we're trying to determine. If they serve at the pleasure of the president, even when you fire somebody and you have the prerogative to do it, there's got to be a reason. And the reason appears not to be poor performance, which was first put out there, but that there were political motives involved.
Speaking of politics,
ones in each case.
What about Karl Rove? Are you going to issue a subpoena for him down the road?
Well, you know, the breadcrumb theory of investigation leaves Rove for last. I mean, Harriet Myers is no longer there. Ms. Taylor was an employee of Karl Rove. So we're kind of working up to this thing. But for the White House to think that we don't need to know why these U.S. attorneys are fired because the president, of course, can replace any of them.
Before we let you go, we had been following the issue of the Civil Rights Division. And before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Bradley Schlossman admitted to boasting about hiring Republican lawyers. You're one of the longest serving members of the House, active in the civil rights movement. You knew Dr. King. What would you like to see done with this other issue of the Civil Rights Division?
Well, I think it needs to be investigated thoroughly, as does the case of caging in one of the U.S. attorney's discharges. There's a lot of civil rights issues involved in this, and that's why while the president can fire anybody, it's not like this is some kind of royalty that we're in where nobody needs to know why or how. Or when a person got hired, they got hired for a reason, that they were good. These are all people that he hired and are now firing, and the reasons according to the U.S. attorneys and many of the emails, some of which the White House still are hiding and redacting like mad,
Congressman,
tell us that this looks pretty political, and
we have to let you go.
One reason you can't do it.
Congressman, thank you so much. Wish we had more time. Thank you.
All right, pleasure.
Congressman John Conyers is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.